1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, testing. Our next patient is Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, 83156. He was seen on the 16th as well. Patient was seen for the purpose of hospice face-to-face evaluation. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Gregory is currently in his third benefit period, extending from 11/25/25 to 1/23/26. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, of course. Mr. Brown is a 69-year-old gentleman who's currently on hospice with history of systolic congestive systolic heart failure. Patient also has a history of CVA, hypertension, depression, and COPD. Mr. Brown continues to smoke. He has very unsteady gait. He appears very, very thin. He has very dry skin. He has volume depletion, continues to lose weight. He has decreased appetite. He's total ADL dependent. He has shortness of breath with activity and at rest. He does not want to use his nebulizer, but it's available to him. He suffers from pain using tramadol for pain control, period. He belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4, period. His weight loss and protein calorie malnutrition has caused a drop in his MAC to 35. He's sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. He has increased confusion. Has a PPS score of 40%. His ortostat was 93%, pulse of 90, blood pressure 140/70, period. Patient has been given Ensure from his caregiver. Despite that, his MAC has been diminishing. I explained to the family and to the caretaker that his weight loss is unavoidable because he's lost the ability to assimilate. They tell me that he has definitely sundowner syndrome. He's sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day, but most of the time during the day. And at night, he's awake with bouts of yelling, screaming, and increased confusion. He's declining both mentally and physically. Continues to remain hospice appropriate. Most likely has less than 6 months to live. Given natural progression of his disease, he's very close to passing. He meets the criteria for hospice recertification or hospice care because he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Let's put it that way. His blood pressure today put in there was ortostat was 93%. His blood pressure 92. Put that 92. And his blood pressure was 150/80. And put in there that he remains bowel and bladder incontinent. Okay, so that's it for him.